Good morning, everyone. Picking back up now on a story we've been following all morning, Michael Schwartz, Moscow correspondent for our partner, the New York Times, joins us from Moscow. We'll bring you up to date. In Russia, heavily armed gunmen stormed the parliament in Chechnya this morning. At least three people were killed. There were at least three gunmen. A dozen more were wounded. And again, that's at least. This is a developing story. Joining us from Moscow. Michael, first of all, let's talk about this parliament building in Grozny. It's not exactly a symbol of democracy for Chechnyans. It's not a Jefferson Memorial or anything. Describe it.
No, the Republic of Chechnya, which is basically a mostly Muslim region in the south of Russia, is pretty much dominated by its leader, Ramzan Kadyrov, who serves at the behest of the Kremlin. And the parliament basically serves as one of his tools for ruling the region.
And so an attack on this at least carries with it the suspicion that this is a separatist attack and a possible reopening of a conflict that's gone on for some time. What do you make of the detail that the Russian Interior Minister was in Grozny at the time of the attack?
High-ranking Russian officials visit the region frequently because it is an area that still remains dangerous and remains somewhat unstable, despite some claims to the contrary by Mr. Kadyrov. So it's nothing strange that the Interior Minister was in fact in the region at the time. Something of a coincidence.
So let's look more broadly then. Vladimir Putin and President Medvedev have both benefited from a policy which, brutal in its execution, brought nevertheless a sense of stability and peace to Russia for some time now. Is an attack like this a challenge to that tranquility and therefore the base of support for Putin and Medvedev?
It certainly is, and many would say that the heavy-handed tactics by Mr. Kadyrov personally, which human rights say include kidnapping, torture, and murder of suspected insurgents and critics, many claim that this is in fact continuing to fuel the insurgency by creating more disaffected people within not just Chechnya, but in the entire North Caucasus region down there in the south of Russia.
And, let's talk for a moment. Again, three gunmen here in the parliament building in Chechnya. Very, very bold attack. Certainly the Chechen separatist movement has been known for being well organized. But what is the possibility that this is a freelance operation and that, in fact, there is a lot more chaos in the insurgent movement in Chechnya today than there was even a decade ago?
Well, the insurgency has always been kind of a murky operation. It's never really had a clear figurehead, though there have been several pretenders to that role. Doku Umarov, who claimed responsibility in particular for terrorist attacks that killed 40 in the Moscow metro in March this year, has claimed to be the head of the insurgent movement, though recently there have been reports of breaks in the leadership and some groups staking out on their own. Right now, nobody has claimed responsibility for this latest attack, though it's pretty safe to say that the members are from this ongoing insurgency.
Michael Schwartz is speaking to us from Moscow. He's the Moscow correspondent for our partner, the New York Times. What likely response would there be from the Medvedev government, if we're to take a look at the patterns in the past?
I mean, in the past, they simply condemned these things, and often several days later, there are claims that organizers and participants in various attacks turn up dead in special operations, but these things can be fairly hard to confirm, given the secrecy surrounding them. So oftentimes these things are either resolved or not resolved on their own, with very little information coming out to the public on them.
And there's precedent for almost any kind of response, ranging from nothing to practically a scorched earth policy inside Chechnya. Michael Schwartz, Moscow correspondent for our partner, the New York Times. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.